This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest, our Tuesday edition, brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
A maker of opioid drugs, Purdue Pharma, is in the news today, possibly filing for bankruptcy, seeking to limit its liability from lawsuits alleging the company has fueled the nation's opioid crisis. And in case you've wondered, Purdue University, located in the Midwest, is not and has never been affiliated with Purdue Pharma. The pharmaceutical company was founded in New York City by John Purdue Gray. Purdue University was founded 13 years earlier, in 1869, in West Lafayette, Indiana, named for benefactor John Purdue. From this week in agribusiness, wheat continues to be a boat anchor for the other grains, even after the wheat futures lost 64 cents a bushel last month. The latest bit of bearish news suggests that Russia still may have up to 5 million tons of surplus wheat that it could sell to the world. And part of the drag of the wheat market has been that our shippers have not been able to find many places to which they could send our large wheat surplus. The Wall Street Journal reports today some state legislatures are looking to rein in the anti-vax sentiment as the current measles outbreak has raised concerns. At one time, 20 years ago, we considered measles eliminated, but the measles have popped up in a few states, including Illinois, here in the heartland. And there are five states in our region now that permit measles vaccinations exemptions based not only on medical and religious reasons, but also on personal beliefs. Those states are Michigan and Ohio, along with Wisconsin, Minnesota, and North Dakota. Speaking of the Wall Street Journal, that paper has an interesting map today that shows communities in the eastern half of the country that are very prone to tornado casualties because of a high concentration of mobile homes. A high rate of mobile home ownership has made places like Alabama, where that tornado tragedy occurred on Sunday, especially vulnerable. If you take a look at the map in our region of the country, eastern Kentucky, a couple of counties in central Missouri, and a handful of counties in western Michigan stand out on the map because of a large concentration of mobile homes. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.